This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In what may well be the most predicted development in the television industry ever, it is all but a done deal that Disney's going to make ESPN available as a streaming service. Last week on his earnings call, Disney CEO Bob Iger said the migration of the flagship all-sports channel from cable to streaming was, and this is a quote, an inevitability. And there has since been reporting in the Wall Street Journal that the company is actively making ready for the switch. No timelines, but as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the long-rumored move would shake up the streaming business for sure, and maybe cable, too.
If ESPN was a person, it'd be a young Gen Xer. It was born in 1979. And the way we watch ESPN dates from that time, says Charles Schrager, a professor at both NYU and Fordham.
It's old-school media. It makes money through selling advertising and subscription.
Research from the consulting firm Madison and Wall estimates there are 77 million pay TV subscribers in the U.S., but that's down about 25% from a peak in 2012. Adam Deutsch is with Deloitte Consulting and used to work for ESPN. He says content providers have to meet viewers where they are.
You have to try to make sure that you can capture the people that are leaving that ecosystem but still want your service. And so the way you do that is to go direct to consumer.
Deutsch says streaming sports isn't that different from watching them on cable, except that it's easier for people to stop watching.
It's pretty inconvenient to cancel your cable and bring back all the hardware. It's much easier to press a button on a device and say cancel.
It's also easier to press pause. And live programming, including sports, has been cable's lifeblood, says Mike Prue with Forrester. He says now, as
more and more streaming services adopt live programming en masse, and especially live sports and news, that is going to be the nail in the coffin for cable.
Prue says that millennials and Gen Zers have been the quickest to leave traditional TV. It's up to ESPN, the Gen Xer, to keep up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.